A Cro-Mecca Productions podcast.
Many modern gamers today have memories when they were young kids going to their local arcade
playing the awesome games. There are many games which the kids play that are so hard but so fun. And when they lose, they beg their mom for another quarter so they can continue.
I'm Jack Bosley, and this is the top 10 list of quarter-munching arcade games. Let's go over some rules. In order to be a quarter-munching arcade game, the game must be near impossible on one credit, but able to be beaten constant continuing. Also, the game must be enjoyable. So even though Double Dragon 3 takes lots of quarters, it wasn't particularly fun. Now that the rules are established, let's begin. Number 10, The Simpsons. This is one of the most well-known examples of a quarter-munching arcade game. The four-player beat-em-up action is simply amazing, and that provides an excellent source of challenge. Some of the bosses pack a serious punch, and the final phase of Mr. Burns can kill players multiple times in succession. This game can be found in many arcades today, so it's definitely worth a checkout. Number 9.
Star Wars Trilogy Arcade.
A more modern example, Star Wars Trilogy provides about 100 times the excitement of the original 1983 Star Wars arcade game, which is also a great game. The only trouble is that you're going to get shot. A lot. It might feel cheap, but the game is so good that you won't want to stop until you get to the end. The force is with your quarters.
Number 8. Mercs. This cool game is a different run-and-gun experience than usual, presenting a top-down view. Also, you're given a life bar instead of lives. Problem is, your health bar drains fast. Healing items don't heal that much. Still, the game is cool, and with three players, you can spread carnage together. Number 7. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This game is in the same league as The Simpsons. Why is it harder? Default arcade setting only gives one life per quarter. Shredder even takes away the life instantly with his demutation blast. But still, it's awesome. Number 6. Time Crisis, the series. Putting a whole series is cheating, so I'm narrowing it down to number 4 being the hardest. If you get hit, it's your own fault, but I don't blame you. The games in the series are specifically long. Number 5. Gauntlet. This game can actually be completed, so I cheated a little putting it on this list. But it is very influential for being arguably the first quarter-munching arcade game out there. There's a reason this title earns so much money. It's awesome! Number 4. House of the Dead 2. This is one of the hardest light gun games out there. If you don't have much pocket money, the magician will kill you. It doesn't help that the Wii version excludes free play. Number 3. Dungeons and Dragons. Shadow over Mystara. This game is an excellent beat-em-up that takes your money for two reasons. One, you only have one life. And two, it's a big game. So big that you can complete it again with different paths to explore. Hooray! Number 2. Metal Slug 3. The Metal Slug series is always known for its high difficulty. 3 is the longest, and therefore the hardest. It has one-hit kills which really make you need to strategize your movements. The final level is very long, concluding with an insane boss fight. And now, number 1. Smash TV. Aw yeah, this is it. The hardest of the hard. You come into this game as Bill Gates, and when you're done, you're on poverty. This game combines lots of bullets, one-hit deaths, the Robotron control scheme, and big levels to create a true challenge.
You can't beat the game in one credit unless you are Mark Turmel. Praise him.